United by sport. We are Sportsnet 650.
Joining us now from the Buffalo News, he is Mike Harrington. Thanks for doing this, Mike. How are you?
Good afternoon, boys. What are we at here? 8 days to go before the draft. It's always busy in Buffalo around draft time.
Oh, man. You're telling us. I mean, Vancouver just can't stop talking about it. We've traded the seventh overall pick. We've traded down for multiple picks in the first round. We've traded up for Montreal's number three. Like, there is all kinds of things. I didn't know Vancouver had so many different options to do with this seventh overall pick right now.
Well, I mean, that was the thing when I was at the lottery in Toronto. As soon as the Sabres won the lottery, it definitely made my job a little easier because you didn't have to think about, are they going to take Svechnikov or Zadina or Tkachuk? You know what the Buffalo Sabres are going to do.
Mike Harrington, our guest here on Sportsnet 650 On Point, Dan Riccio, Randeep Janda. So, yes, we know what the Buffalo Sabres are going to do with that number one overall pick. They did get a second first-round pick as well with the Evander Kane trade and then signing with the San Jose Sharks. But there's still a lot of talk around Buffalo, and it mainly centers around Ryan O'Reilly. How much of this is noise and how much of it is real?
There's really no talk around Buffalo about it. It's all noise coming largely from Canadian markets and Canadian media. The Sabres are not shopping Ryan O'Reilly. What the Sabres are doing is they're willing to listen to anybody on their roster not named Jack Eichel or Casey Mittelstadt. That's not shopping Ryan O'Reilly. To me, I think that unless they get a king's ransom, they'd be crazy to trade Ryan O'Reilly. Ryan O'Reilly just simply wants to win. He had a 61-point, 24-goal season. He led the league in faceoffs. And, yeah, he's disgusted by the fact they have been losing. So for all the time the media vilifies people for being vanilla and boring, now we're going to crucify a guy for being honest and say, oh, you got to trade him and get rid of him. So I just think it's a foolish approach. You need to be strong down the middle. They could be very strong down the middle with Eichel, Mittelstadt, O'Reilly. They would need to get an awful lot from people. And if you're talking to Vancouver Canucks, I'm not trading Ryan O'Reilly just to get Chris Tanev. It's just not remotely enough.
So in terms of the interest and potential interest coming from Buffalo for Tanev, that's not on the radar in your opinion?
Oh, I think the Sabres love Chris Tanev. I don't think they're trading Ryan O'Reilly for him. You know, I think that the Sabres need help defensively. Dahlin is a big boost. Their defense corps last year to me was probably the weakest in the league. They need another veteran or two in there to help out Dahlin, to help out Ristolainen, assuming they keep Ristolainen, which I don't think is 100% a given. I think Tanev's a guy the Sabres like since Tim Murray was the GM. But, I just think they are not giving away Ryan O'Reilly in some backwards thinking approach that, oh, he's poisonous in the dressing room, he has to go. No, he said what a lot of guys are thinking, that they're sick of losing, their passion for the game was gone. Certain guys need to be cleared out of that locker room, I think. I think, unfortunately, Kane was one of them, even though he was playing very well. I think the last month, Kane was just playing not to get hurt, knowing he was getting traded. But I just think this O'Reilly talk is a heavy Canadian media gossip chatter creation.
Yeah, and that is, it's what we do here in Canada to a certain extent. Anyway, summertime is silly season, as we like to call it.
Keep the scorecard, guys. I mean, you know this stuff goes on all the time. How many of these trades that are talked about and rumored actually happen? Not very many.
Yeah, and as you also mentioned in your one of your articles about Ryan O'Reilly, it's not just that these deals are not true, that they're not being talked about, but it's also the salary cap and how much it hinders teams from making moves. And you know, even this year with the cap going up to around $80 million, a lot of teams are going to have cap space. So maybe we do have a summer with more movement. Are the Sabres like? I felt last year they felt they were going to take a step forward, and they end up with the first overall pick. But that's, going to further this team. It's only going to help this team to have Rasmus Dahlin going forward. How close does Jason Botterill think this team is?
Well, I think they were really disappointed last year and surprised they finished 31st in the league and had 62 points. They know they can take a quick step up here with Dahlin. I don't think they can do what New Jersey and Colorado did, but you never know. That's the way this league has gone. If Jack Eichel becomes a heart-level player like McKinnon and Taylor Hall did this year, they would certainly have much more of a chance. I would like to see the Sabres get in from 62 points and get into that low 80s range. You know, but they got work to do here. I mean, they're going to add Dahlin, which is going to help defense, but what are they going to do in goal? I mean, I think right now, I've said this to many people, the number one goalie for the Sabres next year is not currently in the organization. Whether it's a free agent pickup, whether it's a trade that they make, their number one goalie to join Linus Ullmark is not in their organization, and that's a pretty big hole. And I think now teams are starting to realize, and everybody's realizing, you watch the playoffs, you got to have that stud goalie. And, you know, Antti Niemi kind of shot holes in that theory when he won a Stanley Cup for the Blackhawks 8 years ago. But you start going through the list since 2010, and most of these top teams that end up in the Cup final have a great goalie getting you there. And that's a huge problem for Buffalo right now.
Well, Mike, one of the names that's being rumored with the Islanders and a couple other teams is Philip Grubauer. Do you think Buffalo might make a run at him as well?
I think Grubauer's on their radar. I think they certainly want to look at, you know, Carter Hutton in free agency and maybe Jonathan Bernier. And who knows who they might trade for who we don't know about. But those are the kind of guys they need to bring in here. I think Jason Botterill has decided to move on from Robin Leonard, whether they can move him in a deal or they just walk away from his deal and, as an RFA. And I think Linus Ullmark, their kid who spent most of the year in Rochester, is going to be their number two guy, and they're going to bring in someone else to man the nets.
How upsetting was it for management? Well, I guess it's not upsetting when you hear how angry players are about losing, but this is something that's happened for a couple of years now with Eichel and O'Reilly has followed suit. I mean, is there something, you know, that stinks in that dressing room as, you know, like we've heard guys say with there's just not enough of a give a bleep meter from everybody in that room?
Yeah, there's just not enough talent. Just not enough talent, guys, and we've seen. You look at the teams that go to the playoffs, and I say it again, you look at Winnipeg, you look at Vegas, you look at the Capitals. Teams have four lines now. They don't have, you know, three pluggers on the fourth line who can't play, you know, and the Sabres just don't have enough depth in their forward lines. They don't have enough depth for three pairs in defense. They don't have enough talent in the organization. They tanked heavily for a year and a half to get Eichel. They had a lot of draft picks in the wake of that, and you know, Tim Murray frittered most of them away in ill-advised trades to get guys. And I like the trade for O'Reilly and Kane, but, you know, they traded Braden McNabb and a couple second-round picks to get Nicholas Delorier. And we saw what Braden McNabb turned into with Vegas. You know, trades like that really hurt the Buffalo Sabres. And now they're trying to recoup on some of that. And some of the guys they did draft, like Nick Baptiste and Justin Bailey, have not turned into full-fledged prospects. And lo and behold, there they are again. But they were close in some ways. I mean, they beat Boston, Toronto, and Tampa seven times last year. So how did they end up as a 62-point team? It just was a very strange season.
For all the negativity in the market, there's some reasons to be optimistic as well. Casey Mittelstadt expected to, of course, be on the team next year. What's the excitement level with him here in Vancouver? Elias Pettersson is kind of everybody's looking forward to him. How about Mittelstadt in Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a guy who certainly projects to be a, you know, probably a second-line center sooner rather than later. They think he can produce a lot of offense. He's got great hands. You know, he's like any other center. They're going to have to work on his 200-foot game. But I think they expect big things from right away. He should, you know, there are people I talked to when I was at the Stanley Cup Final who think the Buffalo Sabres may have the top two players in the Calder voting next year in Rasmus Dahlin and Casey Mittelstadt. So, it's going to be very interesting to watch his development. There's going to be a lot of hype regarding him, but I think the Sabres are in a situation where they need some instant results here. I mean, everybody isn't allowed a long-term view anymore of what Vegas did, but the Sabres haven't been in the playoffs since 2011 or won a single series since 2007. So the impatience level here is very high.
Mike, always appreciate the time. You keep working through those silly season rumors, all right?
All right, gentlemen, take care.
Sportsnet 650.